Sherry Bader Show, 1036. I actually found this over the weekend in the Washington Post. And I'll be honest, I wasn't really aware of the effort here in Wisconsin. This deals with banning for sale, but not possession. And, I always have a problem with that. You say something can't be sold, but you can possess it. Which is almost as dumb as saying something can be sold, but you can't possess it. And I think at times we do both. If it's illegal, it should be illegal. I don't know how many listeners know what Everclear is. I think a lot of listeners probably do, and some don't. Everclear is an alcoholic product. That is an alcoholic in a couple of senses of the word, which I'll get to in a moment, which is almost pure alcohol. It's 190 proof. Now, you know what proof is, right? You take the alcohol content percentage-wise and you double it. 80 proof alcohol is 40%. You know, 80 proof alcoholic beverage is 40% alcohol. 180 is 95%. Jason actually looked it up. It's 190 proof, 95%. It is a brand name of a rectified spirit sold by American Spirit Company, Luxo. It is grain alcohol. It's just pretty much pure alcohol. There is a move to ban it in several states, including Wisconsin. In fact, Maryland state legislature voted last week 101-30 to make sales of beverages with alcohol content higher than 95% by volume a misdemeanor subject to fines of up to $1,000. It would mean no more Everclear on store shelves, and proponents hope less binge drinking on college campuses. Jason says, don't drink it on an empty stomach. I was a young man, did it once. Hoy. I mean, I'm going to just be honest. I'm surprised I didn't die. I had a couple of shots of Everclear and about five shots of 151. Jason says it hurts. You mean going down. Yeah, it's grain alcohol. Yeah. The argument is that just by its design, its intent is to binge drink, to get you highly intoxicated in a very short period of time. Similar legislation is making its way through the Wisconsin State House, where supporters say it would cut down on alcohol abuse. When you're talking 95% alcohol, it really is a poison that needs to be regulated more than anything else, Wisconsin State Representative Andre Jacques told the bill's prime sponsor, Wisconsin Public Radio, last year. Talking about responsible drinking behavior, Everclear doesn't play a role in that. We have an email on this, and I'm not really understanding his point. But anyway, here's one, it's dangerous. Two, there's no real responsible way to drink it, is the argument. Under the Wisconsin proposal, it would not ban possession of high-proof spirits, but anyone looking for them would have to go to a different state. You couldn't sell it in Wisconsin anymore. The argument the Washington Post makes is this is going to stop binge drinking on college campuses. It's not, well, unless things have changed. I don't believe it's all that common on college campuses. Kids have a variety of options to binge drink. So I think that's a lame argument, that it's going to put any serious dent in binge drinking. Here's the question I have for you, though. Is this a dangerous product that should be banned? And I'm not going to tip my hand on this. Or is this nanny nation? It's been legal for years. It's legal in a number of other states. It's alcohol. It's about as potent as alcohol can get. Should the government protect people by banning the sale of this? Or are there some things so dangerous that this is the responsibility of government to protect consumers? Because they drink whiskey, they drink brandy, they drink tequila, vodka, gin, and they think this is just another bottle that you can go ahead and hoist back. Rum. Sorry, I forgot rum, Jason. Jason wants complete alcohol equity here. Rum, well, then I left all sorts of things out. Cognac. I love a fine cognac, by the way. Any number of things. And that people aren't sharp enough to get the distinction that you take a bolt of this down your throat and you could kill yourself because it's basically pure alcohol. What is the right position on this? I'll tell you what. Well, it's moonshine. Yeah, it's basically moonshine. Give you 3 minutes to think about that. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Is this the responsibility of government, or is this Nanny Nation at work again? It's 1042.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.